It started as a $700 billion proposal. Now it's about $850 billion.
The bailout bill originally was 3 pages of legislation. It is now more than 400, and there are a lot of extras in there. Vote magnets for many in an election year. Jody Schneider is economics and finance editor for Congressional Quarterly. Jody, first, health care, $3.8 billion in here for something called parity. What is it?
This is a mental health parity bill, basically, that would give that parity with other kinds of health concerns.
Parity means that insurers will have to cover mental health claims the same way that they cover physical claims. The complaint about that is that it's much harder to diagnose mental health claims, and they can go on for quite a long time.
Right, and there have been in the past that mental health benefits that most insurers offered were much more reduced from what they offered in other kinds of health benefits. It was actually used as the vehicle for the Senate bailout package.
So how is this related to a fiscal bailout?
Well, it's not really. It's not really, except that it was a vehicle. They needed a bill that the House had, that was sort of lying around for the Senate to use. And then they started adding elements of already passed Senate bills, including these extensions of expiring tax provisions.
That are tax breaks.
Tax breaks, essentially, yes, and a variety of them. The Senate bill contains $150.6 billion in tax breaks. Interestingly, only $43.5 billion of those are what we call offset, where there's revenue raisers to offset the cost. That could prove very problematic in the House, particularly to some who want to see many more of these tax breaks offset. And they were initially in their bill. So the House is really having to kowtow to the Senate on this because the Senate passed this as part of the bailout package.
Another item in the bill now, a patch for the alternative minimum tax, an extension of tax relief. So I think, what, more than 20 million American households will not be covered by this?
Right. What this is every year the Congress has basically gone ahead and provided a patch that will basically curtail the reach of the alternative minimum tax so that millions more Americans would not have to pay it. They basically have agreed that even the fiscal conservatives in the House have said they realize that they're not going to get that offset. The cost is way too high, and there's some philosophical arguments against having to offset it anyway, since it isn't a true tax increase. I think very few lawmakers would oppose the AMT patch. I think where they're going to have a little bit more trouble and where they may get beat up a little bit is on some of these tax breaks. You know, the Senate loves to add tax breaks to bills, may have done that again and sort of jammed the House. The House has to vote on this.
Jody Schneider, economics and finance editor for Congressional Quarterly. Jody, thank you.
Thank you.